communicating disaster risk reduction science and more. Active citizens build resilient cities. In Monterrey, Mexico, Francisco Febronio Peña is a young, passionate professional on the disaster risk reduction field with expertise on flood risk management. Francisco has previously developed numerous flood risk assessment projects for the private and governmental sector in a hydraulic engineering consultancy firm in Mexico and for the International Water Research Centers in Mexico and Italy. In 2016, he assisted in the finalization of a comprehensive study on urban development in the United Nations Economic Commissions of Europe, and contributed to the collection and analysis of data on urban development, including the environmental disaster risks and climate change aspects for the Habitat 3 Regional Report. Francisco is currently a first-year PhD student at the International Doctorate in Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Florence in Italy, and a research associate of the Water Resources Research and Documentation Center at the University for Foreigners of Perugia since January 2016. So without any further introduction, Francisco Peña.
Hello everyone. It is great to become a new member of Radiofonica Perugia. I would like to thank Rosella for the opportunity, Antonio DiCaprio for being the last piece of the puzzle to make this happen, Selena Garcia from the X Project, and Pier Paolo Papini for the marketing production material, and Vittoria Reabulto for the flattering introduction. I'm delighted, I'm very excited to be in the studio today to share with you my little knowledge on the topic, and I hope you will learn new concepts and ideas from the show.
First of all, what can we expect from your new show?
Okay, so communicating disaster risk reduction science and more focuses on understanding key concepts within the disaster risk reduction umbrella, the progress and challenges in the field, and its growing importance at the global scale to raise public awareness. In addition, we will talk about cross-sectoral sciences that work very closely in disaster risk reduction, such as geographic information systems, digital mapping, hydraulic modeling, cultural heritage, climate change, and natural disasters, among others. The show is structured in two blocks. The first is called
I Got an Idea.
Exactly. I Got an Idea. And we will talk about key concepts and terminology of a particular topic, its main characteristics and importance, followed by Let's Talk About Facts, in which case studies, facts, figures, real events, and or international initiatives will be discussed. Furthermore, a guest will be invited once a month to share his work and research on the mentioned topics.
That's great. Does the show and content target a specific audience?
Okay, the show targets an international audience, in particular from Europe and the Americas. Nevertheless, we will do our best to adapt the content to the most relevant and trending topics worldwide.
Awesome. So getting back to the show, what are you going to share with us today?
So today, I will talk about the definition of disaster and the components of disaster risk. Tell me, Victoria, what does disaster mean to you?
To me, a disaster is something that tears apart a community, such as tsunamis or a tornado.
Good, good. You're getting very close. So, according to the United Nations Initiative of Disaster Risk Reduction, a disaster is a serious disruption of the functioning of a community or a society at any scale due to hazardous events, such as hurricanes, earthquakes, wildfires, extreme temperatures, and so on. Interacting with the components of disaster risk that we'll talk in a second, that leading to human, material, economic, and environmental losses and impacts. The components of disaster risk are: risk equals to hazard times exposure times vulnerability.
What is hazard?
A hazard is a process, phenomenon, or human activity that may cause loss of life or property damage. This can be of high probability, low impact events, such as rains or low magnitude earthquakes, and low probability, high impact events, such as hurricanes, tsunamis, or high magnitude earthquakes.
What are the measurable characteristics of hazards?
Magnitude or intensity for earthquakes, speed for tornadoes and hurricanes, duration, and the area they cover.
So, for example, the same natural phenomenon can take place in different areas of the world?
Not exactly. The location of natural hazards primarily depends on natural processes, including the movement of the tectonic plates, the influence of water of weather systems, and the existence of waterways and slopes that may generate landslides and other hazards. It's important to take into account that processes such as urbanization, environmental degradation, and climate change can also influence the location, frequency, and intensity of natural hazards. These processes are known as risk drivers.
What are the classification schemes of hazards?
There's a couple. We have biological hazards, most related to mosquitoes carrying disease-causing agents, environmental hazards, deforestation, soil degradation, and sea level rise, geological or geophysical hazards, which I already mentioned, earthquakes, volcanic activity, or landslides, hydrometeorological hazards, which are not only hurricanes or floods, but this could also be droughts and extreme temperatures. And finally, technological hazards, which are man-made hazards. For instance, pollution, nuclear radiation, and dam failures.
Very interesting. We will be back soon with Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and more. At the beginning of the program, you cited the United Nations as reference for terminology. So is there a focal point or framework in the United Nations systems that coordinates disaster risk?
Absolutely. The United Nations Initiative of Disaster Risk Reduction, or commonly known as UNISDR, was established in 1999 as a dedicated secretariat to facilitate the implementation of the International Strategy for Disaster Reduction. The Sendai Framework is a call to action for the next 15 years to make the world a safer place to live and to reduce the risk of man-made and natural hazards. Let me tell you that this Friday, October 13, we're celebrating the International Day for Disaster Reduction. The day celebrates how people and communities around the world are reducing their exposure to disasters and raising awareness about the importance of the risks that they face. The 2017 edition continues as part of the Sendai 7 campaign, centered on the 7 targets of the Sendai framework. This year, if I'm not mistaken, is on target B, of which the aim is to reduce the number of people affected by disasters by 2030.
Tell us more about the Sendai framework.
Okay, the Sendai framework includes 7 global targets and 4 priorities for action. The document will be explained in the next shows. But I will say that the ultimate goal of the framework is to build resilience. Resilience is the ability of communities, societies, and systems to resist, absorb, accommodate, and recover from disasters. For example, let's think about an unstretched rubber band. When you apply that force, you can see that the rubber band is stretched, and the more force you apply, the longer you will stress its limits, causing potential deformation or even rupture. When the force is released, the rubber band goes back to its original state. It's the same for an elastic spring. You can push the spring with all your force, but at the end, it's going to bounce back. So, that is basically the definition of resilience, to bounce back.
Can you give some real examples of the concepts we talked about today?
Of course. Let's think about the natural disasters that caused several damages and destruction in the Americas last month. So we have Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey was a low probability, high impact hydrometeorological hazard. According to the hurricane scale, Saffir-Simpson, this was a Category 4 hurricane, reaching up to 215 kilometers per hour, especially affecting the Yucatan Peninsula, Texas, and Louisiana. Let's talk now about earthquakes. Two earthquakes in Mexico, both were low probability, high impact geological hazards with a magnitude of 7.1 and 8.2 Richter respectively, a duration of less than 30 seconds, and covered the central and south part of Mexico. You know, disasters have caused losses of life and economic losses for billions of euros, and it will take both countries, Mexico and the United States, at least a couple of years to recover from this catastrophe. In my opinion, not only countries affected by natural disasters, but also as citizens, we have to learn from Japan, which in many ways is a success story about how to build resilience to natural disasters through centuries of memory and shared experience.
Would you like to mention a last fact before concluding the show?
Let me tell you a shocking truth we are living now. That is that less than 0.7% of total relief aid goes to disaster risk reduction, although every euro spent on preparedness saves 7 euros in response. That means that we have to make a completely paradigm shift of how we invest money for preparedness, because as you can see, most of the money goes to reconstruction. So this means that this is a temporary relief for communities that are affected by natural disasters, because eventually this is going to happen again, and without appropriate and correct prevention measures, the community will not be resilient to natural disasters. So in my opinion, we have to invest more on preparedness to make cities more resilient against natural disasters.
Yes, I completely agree that resilience is key to save lives and prevent economic losses. This is a trending topic worldwide and is becoming a matter of national security for several countries.
That's correct. I believe this is the end of the show. I would like to thank everyone for staying tuned, and don't forget to have a look at our social networks, which are WarioDoc on Facebook and Twitter. Let me spell it for you. WarrEDoc. Or you can also have a look at my personal page, Francisco Peña or Febronio Peña, on Facebook and Twitter respectively. Thank you so much for staying tuned, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Communicating disaster risk reduction science and more. Active citizens build resilient cities.